This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, as part of the series Viksit Bharat Ki Taraf Badhte Kadam, now we bring you an exclusive interview with R. Jaya, Additional Secretary, Ministry of Tribal Affairs, on various initiatives for the welfare of tribal communities. The interviewer is Neelab Srivastav, journalist.
The government has initiated a slew of measures with regard to the 100 days of completion of the third term of the Modi government. And as we know that a number of schemes related to social welfare, ease of doing business, enhanced security, education, healthcare, and also for tribal and social welfare. Our guest is an expert on the subject. She is serving in the same ministry. Ma'am, we would first talk to you about the Pradhan Mantri Janjati Unnat Gram Abhiyan, where we know that the cabinet has very recently, only this week, approved this flagship scheme. And as the figures and the data suggest for India, that we have a population of about 10.45 crore of the ST population in the country as of the 2011 census. And we have about more than 705 tribal communities, and the total population of the tribal population in the country is about 8.9%, as I said, to 2011 census. So a large group, the government's initiatives and the government's agendas in the last 2 years, even in the third, we have seen that a number of decisions with this regard have been announced. The Pradhan Mantri Jan Jati Unnat Gram Abhiyan, this is one of the major flagship schemes that the government has now brought in. We would like you to please tell us, our listeners, about what exactly this scheme is about and what are the contours of it. What is the aim that this scheme has?
The Pradhan Mantri Jan Jati Unnat Gram Abhiyan, this was announced in the budget of this year, and we are very, very happy that it has been now approved by the cabinet also, under the honorable leadership of our Prime Minister. This Abhiyan is one of those very exemplary illustrations of how a whole of government has to work and how a convergence method in government is going to be deployed very successfully. For that, we will need to look into what is the development action plan for scheduled tribes. We call it the DAPST in the ministry. Now, the DAPST is a concept where around 42 ministries, including our own Ministry of Tribal Affairs, has to allocate a certain percentage of the budget of a certain number of their schemes. There is a list of schemes where they need to allocate a certain percentage to ST development within the budget of that scheme. So we found that this was a very effective tool if we converged it to provide the basic amenities to areas where tribals are resident. So the PM Unnat Gram was conceived to utilize the DAPST funds in as efficient a manner as possible through deployment by the various ministries. You see, what happens is when the ministries are implementing their own schemes, sometimes the focus on tribals may not be there because it's a generalized implementation that is going on. The PM Janjatiya Unnat Gram Abhiyan addresses this problem by focusing that DAPST fund on the basic tribal amenities that need to be there. This is an Abhiyan which has 25 interventions with convergence of about 17 ministries. So it covers housing, PMAY Grameen, it covers drinking water, it covers roads, it covers some livelihood aspects from our ministry, it covers the electrification, it looks at connectivity issues, it looks at educational facilities, because these could be very small places where schools may not be viable. So the idea is that have hostels so that children are able to study. So if there is an educational intervention, then the same logic that if you cannot have a PHC or a medical sub-center in, say, the tribal area because it is not fulfilling the norms in their own guidelines, then there is the medical mobile units that need to be there. So we have the health intervention. Ayushman Bharat cards are to be made, so there is a special intervention out there. So every sector, whether it is your livelihood, whether it is health, whether it is education, or whether it is infrastructure, these are sought to be addressed by the Pradhan Mantri Janjatiya Unnat Gram Abhiyan.
Ma'am, when the cabinet approved it, the Union Minister for Information Broadcasting, Mr. Ashwini Vaishnav, also announced the contours of it. But what has been the budgetary allocation for this? And as you said, it was announced in the budget already. And also, if you can tell us about the expanse of the number of districts or villages that this will go across. Has this been charted out, or this will be a process that we will be doing it now way forward?
to a large extent, this has been charted out. The budgetary allocation is about, including both the state and the centre, is about 80 crores, a little less than 80 crores, 79 plus crores. In addition, we are covering 549 districts across 31 states and UTs. Further, the number of villages covered is more than 63,800 or so villages. So we do have the kind of places where this Abhiyan would be implemented. So 549 districts, that's a huge number, and the population covered would be about 5.5 crores.
Ma'am, you said that there is this specific agenda for this scheme. When we talk about social welfare schemes, a lot of generalization happens because there are different sections that it addresses. But here we are talking about tribals. We also know about the PVTGs, which is abbreviated as the Particularly Vulnerable Tribal Groups. Are they going to be part of this, or they are being addressed by way of some other schemes?
As you know, we already have the PM Janman Abhiyan specifically oriented towards the PVTGs going on already. It was launched by the Honorable Prime Minister at Khunti, the birthplace of Bhagwan Birsa Munda, on his birth anniversary, which is the Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, in 2023. In fact, the PM Janjatiya Unnat Gram Abhiyan has kind of sprung from the experiences we had when we were implementing the PM Janman. So the PM Janman, we found, had a good takeoff. We were able to reach out to the ministries. We were able to convince them that, yes, this is something that needs to be done. So that is an Abhiyan. The PM Janman is an Abhiyan which covers about 45 lakh population of the 75 particularly vulnerable tribal groups. The PM Janjatiya Unnat Gram Abhiyan is, of course, the districts are also the same, because not only same, there we had about 200 districts being covered in the PM Janman. Here we have about 549 districts covered. The parameter for PM Janjatiya Unnat Gram Abhiyan is that there must be at least 500 population in the village, and of that about 50% should be tribals. So it is possible that the PVTG villages may or may not fulfill this criterion. That is why we have that different Abhiyan which is looking after how the amenities can be reached to those villages. There are certain saturation schemes, for instance, Nal Se Jal. So what these two Abhiyan do is they ensure that priority is given to the person in the last mile. Right. So reaching out to the last becomes, within a given time period, our major objective in many of these schemes, so that the waiting period decreases and we are able to reach out to them and make them a part of the national developmental process as early as possible.
Pradhan Mantri Janjati Unnat Gram Abhiyan, this has just been launched. I'm sure the agenda of the ministry, the government also, will be that it percolates down to the last man, to the last village. So how are you looking at propagating the message? How are we looking at onboarding the states? I'm sure the center will also require the help of the states. So what is the action plan like to put it in place so that the actual benefits reach the beneficiaries?
There is a two-pronged approach to how we are going about doing this. One is we have been reaching out to all the ministries and the state departments about the Abhiyan itself since the cabinet approved it. Even before that, through our various approval processes, as you know, there are interministerial consultations that happen. Now the ministry has scheduled a Manthan Shivir in the coming week, where we are looking at an interaction with all these stakeholders from the state governments and the central ministries, those 17 ministries that I was talking to you about, and their counterparts in the state government. So it will be a major Manthan Shivir where we are asking them to look at how the implementation can take off immediately, where sanctions, etc., can be done immediately, and a plan of action for implementation can be decided then and there. And we have requested all the line ministries, as we call them, the rest of the ministries, to have workshops with their state counterparts to come up with their action plans, so that the implementation of the Abhiyan starts immediately. The other aspect is a major IEC campaign. We had done a major IEC campaign, an information, education and communication campaign, where we reach out, it's an awareness generation campaign, where we reach out to the targeted groups and also to the general public, telling them about what this Abhiyan is. We had had some great successes when it came to the PM Janman in January, we had undertaken from December 25th of 2023 to 15 January of 2024, we had had an intensive campaign where we also had what are called beneficiary saturation camps, where we said that people without Aadhaar, people without Ayushman Bharat, people without community certificate, people without a Jan Dhan account, those kind of parameters and other benefits that both the state governments and the central government gives on individual basis, they should be added to the general PM Janman interventions, and we should be able to bring it out to all these people through camps.
The manthan that you're going to have, are these stakeholders going to be from some tribal communities also who usually talk to the government or who usually represent the tribal groups?
At this point of time, this manthan is for implementation of the scheme. So we are looking at the governmental institutions at this point of time. But we do want, and this is why I was talking about the IEC campaign, we had a similar exercise when we did the campaign for sickle cell disease awareness. Likewise, another round of PM Janman awareness campaigns are on and beneficiary saturation camps are on. We want to replicate these kind of efforts for the PM Janjatiya Unnat Gram Abhiyan also, so that we reach out to the grassroots level, to the tribals. I will take this opportunity to also request all of our listeners to volunteer for this effort, where they can kind of engage with the tribal communities, help them understand, tell them more about this Abhiyan, help them to understand what it means, create that demand amongst the tribal communities. As you know, the tribal communities sometimes do not ask. So the demand side is a little weak on our sector. So maybe the mobilization, when there is a camp, people could be brought to that camp. There could be volunteer efforts on whether to know whether people have got what is their due. So those kind of things and feedback. So we have been looking at an intensive IEC campaign also on this particular Abhiyan along the lines we had done earlier. We had had some good successes in the previous years. And of course, the engagement with the state government and the central ministries and the progress in this particular field, that would be monitored on a very regular basis so that the time-boundedness of the scheme is maintained.
We also know that there are so many other social welfare schemes that are also meant for not only people in general, but specific beneficiaries also are the tribal groups. So if I can remember correctly, is the Eklavya Model Residential Schools, the Janjati Vikas Mission, which is the Pradhan Mantri Janjati Vikas Mission. So what are these broad spectrum schemes that run along with or parallel with what you have now embarked upon?
The EMRS, the Eklavya Model Residential Schools, and the scholarships schemes are two of our educational schemes. You will be surprised to know that from the 9th standard to postdoctoral level, scholarships are given to the ST students who are eligible. There is an income limit. I'll not go into the details of it, but suffice it to say about between 32 to 35 lakhs of children are benefiting from the scholarship schemes every year. So that's the kind of scale we are dealing with. In the EMRS, we have about 410 EMRSs which have become functional. About 8,000 teachers have been recruited exclusively for the EMRSs. More than 1.5 lakh children are studying there from the 6th standard to 12th standard. And ultimately, we hope to have about 728 EMRSs with more than 3.5 lakh children getting their education through those residential schools. We want them to model them along the Jawahar Navodaya Vidyalayas. As far as the PM Janjatiya Vikas Mission is concerned, I think you have all heard about the VDVKs, the Vandhan Vikas Kendras. This is a scheme by which livelihood opportunities are generated for people who are basically minor forest produce gatherers. So it is reaching out to the last of the last.
Thank you so much for talking to us, ma'am.
Thank you.
You were listening to an exclusive interview with R. Jaya, Additional Secretary, Ministry of Tribal Affairs, on various initiatives for the welfare of tribal communities. The interviewer was Neelab Srivastav, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.